The suffering of the people of Gaza has continued unabated this week. A strike on a school turned into a shelter that killed 18 people. Just the latest to be condemned once again by many around the world. But the strikes continue. And while it's estimated that more than 41,000 people in Gaza have been killed in this conflict, there's also a health crisis. The spread of polio, the life-changing injuries. And to tell us more about how they're trying to help the desperate need of so many victims, Margaret Harris, the World Health Organization's spokesperson, is on the line. Margaret Harris, good morning to you once again. The scale of the need that the World Health Organization is trying to meet in Gaza, it must be horrendous.
It's beyond horrendous. It's almost beyond description. And the only way we can even try to deal with it is to keep on going and keep on planning and trying to do what we can. So we've analysed the level of severe injuries up to 23 July and found that, as you said, at least a quarter of those injured have got life-changing injuries, particularly limb injuries, often loss of a limb, but also spinal cord injuries, traumatic brain injuries and severe burns, all of which mean that that person's life has changed forever and their only chance of really getting back to any kind of normality is prolonged and very good rehabilitation.
And of the people who need that prolonged and intensive rehabilitation, are you managing to get some of them out to get that? What's the scale of need versus what you're able to do?
So it's a very good question. So indeed, we've estimated that there are at least 17,550 people who need intensive rehabilitation. And at the same time, we've lost all the services. We did have, for instance, a limb rehabilitation service. The only rehabilitation service was at Nasser General Hospital, but that's been rendered non-functional. And that tragically, we've lost many of the staff. They're either displaced or dead. We know that 39 physiotherapists, for instance, had been killed as of 10 May. We've lost our own staff member who ran the limb reconstruction service. She was killed in an airstrike last year. So we're losing people who've got the skills, and at the same time, the needs are getting greater and greater.
Have you been able to get a trickle of patients out to get some help in the outside world?
We have, and this is one little bright spot now and then. We were able to evacuate a large number of people a couple of days ago, but that's 100 is a large, it's a huge number, but compared with thousands, it's, as you say, a trickle. What we need is the borders open. We need a really good places or a lot of hospitals and services willing to receive the people, but we also need the ceasefire so we can do this properly.
Talk to me as well about, you know, as if all of that weren't bad enough, the return of polio, and how is the vaccination campaign going in these circumstances where the conflict's still going on?
Yeah, and polio has returned, and it wasn't there for two and a half decades, 25 years, simply because exactly of the complete destruction of all the infrastructure, the lack of clean water, lack of sewerage, and of course overcrowding. And again, one little bright spot, we have had a very successful vaccination campaign done in the midst of continuing warfare, but the pauses we requested in the areas we were vaccinating did hold. And the other thing that really worked was the bravery of the parents who brought the children out. Even, you know, it's an enormous exercise in trust to come out in the midst of all of this and bring your child because you are so committed to your child's health, and they did it. But we still need to do a second round, which will start in the middle of October.
And you mentioned foul water, and obviously the conditions there. People have very little access to clean water. So what about the spread of other waterborne diseases?
Oh, you're so right to mention that. In fact, we have been seeing this for months and months now, massive rise in cases of diarrhea, particularly including bloody diarrhea, which is what you'd call dysentery, the more severe version. It means somebody is very, very sick. We're also seeing hepatitis, which is again infectious hepatitis, which is a spread by dirty water once again and overcrowded living conditions. And that on top of the severe malnutrition we're seeing in many children particularly, means that if the bombs don't get them, the diarrhea will kill these children.
I was trying to think of the right word. It's not optimism, but it's about the capacity of people, you know, who work for the World Health Organization and other humanitarian organizations to keep going in the face of such constant and increasing need.
I think what drives us is exactly what you say, the need. We do look at each other every morning, and I've heard it from colleagues say over and over, every day we think it can't get worse, and then it does. But the needs are so great, and our job is to try to achieve the highest level of health for everyone. In Gaza, it's nowhere near the highest level of health, but our role and what gets us up in the morning is to bring the best health we can to everybody. So it's very difficult, but we'll keep on doing it.
And we wish you the best of luck in that. Thank you for talking to us this morning. That's Margaret Harris, Dr. Margaret Harris from the World Health Organization.